I think it can be, but it's obviously up to every individual family to put the real event at the centre of the day. And that's real event really is the fact that Ellen, for the first time, will be able to receive the body of Christ when she comes to Mass. As a family, we do go to Mass week in, week out. As a family, we're looking forward to the day when Ellen will walk down with us, will receive the body of Christ, and we're equally looking forward to her second communion, when that's going to be part of our family Mass experience. That I suppose in some ways it reflects our growing faith and our growing sense of being the domestic church or the church in the home. John and I brought Ellen for baptism. It was our choice. Nobody forced us to. We brought Ellen to be part of a parish. Since her baptism, we've been fortunate enough to bring Kate and Roisin to that same parish. So we're very much conscious that we're a family, we're a Christian family, we're a family that's part of a particular parish, and we join with that parish in its parish liturgical celebrations. And so when the first communion time comes on that day, it will be a very important event for us. Even looking ahead towards it, there's a lot of excitement in the home. There is preparations. There are special clothes that we'll get for that day, but that's because the event is so important, and we mark any event with special clothes, special food, with making our house hopefully welcome to the wider family as well, because it's an event in our family that is the beginning of a whole new journey for Ellen. From here on in, week out, she can receive the body of Christ. It's one moment that is going to flow out into the rest of her journey as a Christian. And that's exciting. And it's exciting for her parents. It's exciting for her younger sisters, because this is something that's opening up for them in the future as well. So it's a marker, but it's a marker of a new beginning as well.
Now, the actual First Communion Day is like, I suppose, the culmination of the journey that's been happening. And do you feel you have, and your husband have been sufficiently involved in her preparation for the day?
I think we have. Again, there's a fair amount of responsibility that is our own, that whether if the church, if the parish, if the school were doing absolutely nothing, we have a job to do and a role there in actually handing on faith as well. But the reality is that the parish and the school do a tremendous amount of work, and we're thrilled with what happens in those two places. But there are now lots of opportunities to connect with what's happening in the school and to connect with what's happening in the parish. And I think one of the most valuable things is the Do This in Memory program, because now there's an opportunity for school, home and parish to intersect together at various places along the way as we prepare for First Communion. So, for example, on a given Sunday, when it's a Do This in Memory Sunday, as it were, you have the children of the class, of the school class, gathering in the church. So you have all their families with the wider parish celebrating together, because they're preparing for First Communion. From that parish church, then we get our grapevine, a small little magazine that comes home with us and is a reminder of what we've just celebrated, but it also looks forward to the next phase of the preparation journey. It's placed in the sacred space at home. So there's visible, tangible things in the home that are a reminder that something is being prepared for, and that something is First Communion, which again is a preparation for second and third and fourth and fifth communion and so on.
Now, I suppose in today's world, the reality is that for many parents, they may not be aware of going to Mass every Sunday and the symbolisms that are there, that are involved. Do you think the program like Do This in Memory can have a wider effect than just on the child receiving First Communion?
I think it can, and I think parishes already are seeing that it's a very concrete, tangible way of making a connection with families. And some of those families are already connected, but for a whole variety of reasons, some of the families may have not been connected with their local parish for a long time. So here you have an occasion of inviting them in to be part of something and welcome them to that. And I think what often happens is that parents realise that actually, this is a good place to be, and also I have something to offer. And so beyond the First Communion celebration, hopefully all of us as parents look for opportunities to stay engaged, and hopefully parishes look for opportunities to make that invitation to us to stay engaged with our local community and continue being part of it beyond First Communion.
So you would say within the family, there's a huge opportunity there to grow in faith.
There is, and I think one of the things that First Communion does is it does provide some resources for the family, even just the very subtle, gentle things of, you know, having a prayer space in the home, which could be something as simple as just having a little corner where you light a candle. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but I think if you let the child have the lead, very often they come up with so many things for it as well. But also the different phases of the liturgical year are emphasised in the programme, so that in November we're thinking about what it means to remember the dead. In May we're thinking about the place of Mary, and even the place of maybe the rosary in the home, or having a Marian shrine. So it's linking in with the wider church as well at a particular time of year as a family. So I think it gives us little tools and opportunities to deepen our faith and to mature as a family in faith.